It's the year of I'm a little kid. I'm sitting at the kitchen table swinging my feet. You know why? Because I'm dressed as Wonder Woman at the dinner table, and I absolutely love it. Hi, I might be the Happy Whisk, and I am all about living simple, having fun, and creating more, and I'm also about having fun. And it's Linda Carter's birthday today, the 24th of July. If you don't know who Linda Carter is, she's Wonder Woman. She's Wonder Woman. She had a TV series for 3 years, and I own it on DVD. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it, and I still watch it today. I absolutely love Wonder Woman, as you may be able to hear by the smile on my face, because I think you can hear smiles sometimes. I mean, at least I think that I can hear smiles at some time. And I'm smiling pretty big today because Wonder Woman, definitely a big part of my childhood and a one that I am so thankful that I had, as well as Bionic Woman, Charlie's Angels, and Nancy Drew. Didn't plan it. That's just the four that I really watched a lot as a kid. I watched the Bionic Man too. And of course, the Hulk. Had to watch Incredible Hulk, but the Wonder Woman stands out, and as well as Charlie's Angels, and like I said, Nancy Drew, and Bionic Woman. And these were great things as a kid that I had these. And I hear today people talk about being a woman, and some of the things that I don't relate to, because they say that they didn't have superheroes growing up, and I had plenty. I mean, Wonder Woman is enough on her own. Then sticking Bionic Woman. Then you got Charlie's Angels. And then Nancy Drew. Nancy Drew, those yellow hardcover books. You know what? I still know where they are in the library. I could see where they are going to them and exactly where. There were blue books there for the Hardy Boys. But I was into Nancy Drew. And I just loved the mystery and the fun. And I'm so grateful that I grew up in an age where I was dressed as Wonder Woman. I used to spin around the living room all the time. I never changed. My costume didn't change. I had to spin around dressed as Wonder Woman first. And then, of course, I spun around even when I didn't. And also that bionic noise. Did anyone else do that? To make the bionic noise when you go to lift something? Like, you know, oh, God, I used to do that too. Or, that was just, it's just so much fun. And even today, to the age that I'm at, I still love superheroes. I get a kick out of them. I loved Endgame. I know that people had problems with the this and the that, but I still loved it. I had a good time. I went back and I watched it again, and I will continue to do so because they make me smile and they're fun. And Wonder Woman, the movie that came out, the recent movie, the big motion picture movie. Okay, I cried through the whole thing. I did. I cried. I could cry right now. I cried like a little kid. Like I was a 7-year-old watching Wonder Woman, and it was just fantastic. Or however age. And I still loved it. And I saw it 4 times. I saw that movie 4 times in the movie theater. And I'll tell you what. I didn't even know there was somebody in the... Because I cried the first time through the whole movie. I didn't even know there was someone in the tower. I'm not kidding. This is actually true. Like, why is she jumping up into the tower or smashing it? I didn't know until I got to see it a second time. And each time I watched it, I saw different things. Just like a little kid would. And that is how I watched it. And I had a great time. And there's just something powerful about that. And inside powerful and fun. And I love it. I love it. So happy birthday to Linda Carter, because she is just absolutely fantastic, and I'm so fortunate that I got to grow up in that era, and I wouldn't change it for anything. I just love it. Still love Wonder Woman even today. So I'm looking forward to movie number 2, which, rubbing my hands together, will be soon, and here's to more women in superhero movies and roles, you know. I don't know. I don't think I even have anything else to say. It's Wonder Woman's birthday. That's it. That's what I got. It's Wonder Woman's birthday, and I hope you all have a fantastic one. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're eating, whatever you're creating, I hope that you're doing it with passion and fun and just really digging into it and enjoying it, because life is short, and why not? Why not just enjoy what there is to enjoy and make the most of those things? So that's it for me, people. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk. Thank you so much for following me along on my new times change. I have a new schedule now, and I'll be releasing in the mornings. It's going pretty well. I really like it a lot, so I'll probably stick to that. That's it. Happy Wonder Woman Day to everybody. I'm out.